Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey. He visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again. Welcome once again to none other than. Wow, I'm still surprised to say this too, but thankful to be able to say. You're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 2. And that impure, apure, impure is an acronym and abbreviation for music, activism, news. Located at blogtalkradio.com. For those listening online, you've gone there, typed in EMAXX Radio, at 646-478-0944, and feel free to just use that phone number, come in live like our other phone callers, such as 216-820, as well as 216-400. So this is what we're going to do right now. We're going to give you three quick disclaimers. And the first disclaimer is you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me, direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, press one or call back. Now I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, re-debut from Live from the Garage. Number 9, E-Max the Image. Number 8, Solomon Kane, a.k.a. Eric Magnus. Number 7, Fatty Banks. Number 6, Moving Up, Black Odyssey. Number 5, Black House Sound. Number 4, wow, a debut this coming weekend. There will be a lot of Martin Luther King Jr. events. Find something. Number 3, Moving Up, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. Number 2, debut, Newsnet 5 at voiceofradio.com. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, Moving Up, Browns 2.0 Parade. So, with that being said, like I said before, we will be going to the phone line shortly. And what I think I can do, which would be to make the most sense, I'm going to at least let people know if you choose, you can come down to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. That's Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. 15 Ivanhoe. So 15 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, 44110, between East 752nd, St. Clair intersection, as well as on the other end, Euclid Avenue. You can catch the number 1, the number 37, the number 28 bus, either or, that does pass by. Those who wish to send in music or anything like that, you can send it in to EMAXX Radio. That's EMAXXRadio@gmail.com. And also to let people know that, hey, thevoiceofradio.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio program is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And with that being said, let's go to the first person on the phone line who dialed in. Whoa, we have the 216-820, followed by 216-400, followed by 216-703. So let's go to 216-820 and see what's on their mind. 216-820, how you doing?
I tell you how I'm doing. I'm doing great. Oh. You know what I'm saying? This here is Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers. You know what I'm saying? The CEO of Black House Sound. And I just want to fill everyone in that, hey, this past Saturday at the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, I tell you right now, it was a lot of fireworks up in there. But the best part about it was, hey, the people who brought their talent. Because I tell you right now, at that event, it showed me that, hey, when there's a will, there's a way to make it work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But despite all of that, I also want to go ahead and let everyone know that not this Thursday, the following Thursday, there will be a man-to-man meeting going on. So to all of you little youngsters out there, and to all the parents, if you got a son or any child for that matter who needs guidance and needs a role model, bring them on down to man-to-man down at the Black on Black Crime headquarters down there on Kipling Avenue. There will be a sign attached to the building that says man-to-man. Come on and bring your child out because they need to hear what the elders have to say to them. And they must understand that, hey, you know what I mean? Around in this world, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to being successful, you also got to be book smart. You know what I'm saying? Some of them think that street smarts is okay, but you have to get book smart with it. Also, I want to go ahead and let everyone know that pretty soon, you know what I'm saying, at 17325 Chandler Park Building, Euclid Avenue on the second floor, Black House Sounds will be starting up open mic night again. For more details, we will keep you posted. Also, go log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Check out the new music, the new videos, and et cetera, because there's many more to come. Also, you know what I'm saying, check out my man, Champagne Bang. You know what I'm saying? The Hurricane. You know what I'm saying? Check out his new single, Motivation. I was bumping that the other day in the vehicle, and I tell you right now, man, that boy got some fire. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to my BHS original brother, Brother Bang. You know what I'm saying? And I also want everyone to log on to YouTube, type in Carl Powers III, check out that the latest single, Delete Obsolete, and check out my new joint. Type in Endo Dub, and you will hear the new track, Bankroll. I tell you right now, I've been getting nothing but positive results from it. So, hey, I hope everyone else is enjoying it. Shouts out to the founder, Joseph Motley Jr., a.k.a. Joe Legacy, for helping me out with the production and also constantly putting that hard work in like I ain't never seen no other producer do. And to everyone else that's doing it, you know what I'm saying, especially Black Odyssey, man, big ups to them. You know what I'm saying? They always doing their thing, and I hope they keep on doing their thing because, hey, Black House Sound, we in your corner just like you and ours. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need. We need more support in this game. You know what I'm saying? If we want this city to get recognized, let's keep supporting each other. Let's not tear each other down, because at the end of the day, we ain't going to do nothing but beat our own selves up. So to everyone that's out there, like I said, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, you know what I'm saying, the host of this show will be giving you the address on that. But just know that not this Thursday, the very next Thursday, at the Black on Black Crime headquarters, there will be a man-to-man meeting between the adults and as well as the kids. So come on now, enjoy yourself, and I will see you all there. God bless you all. One love.
One love, and thank you so much for that. I mean, this type of phone call, what you just heard, to me was definitely nothing but motivation in itself. And again, if you do, please check out Joseph Motley Jr. That is Joseph Motley Jr. on none other than Facebook or YouTube. You can get those access to those videos and much more, as well as, I would say, the official Hurricane Bang page, which is on Facebook, or Champagne Bang Facebook as well. Sheriff Kilroy, that page is on Facebook. Black Man Army Man to Man is on Facebook. And Black House Sounds Open Mics is on Facebook as well. So I'm getting those things out of the way while I can. The man-to-man program will be a week from this Thursday, and the location is none other than 15415 Kipley, off Ivanhoe, 44110, between East 752nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, closer to, we will say, the 152nd and St. Clair intersection, where you can take the number 1 or the 37. You can take the number 28 bus if you're coming from Euclid. Just be prepared to take a nice little walk, and you will get there, and it's definitely a program to uplift and at least answer questions and hear from the young people, that man-to-man program for young men to come through and be heard. So with that being said, once again, before I go to the phone lines, I'm looking at the 216-400, the 216-703. Before I do that, I just want to at least tell people, if you choose, get these announcements out of the way so I don't have to do it later on, you can Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. The website is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also check out the WHK 1220 AM. The Word, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Tony Fruit Show. And as I move things down, if you need to, if you choose to, please check out Melanated Media News on Facebook and YouTube. And then there's OPN Radio Thursdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. So since I'm enjoying myself so much and I get a chance to, I'm going to go to the 216-400-216-4.
I am awake.
Four.
Hello,
you are.
Support.
Hey,
I am
how you
awake.
Doing?
I'm doing quite well, but I do wish to thank you for everything, sir, that you've done. I think you all gave away toys and so forth at our workshop, and also the rest of the toys were donated to the children at St. Albans. And I gave them,
I thank you
for that. And another thing I would like to say was sad news. We do want everyone to pray for the family, Darlene Gibbs, and most people know Lloyd Robinson. Lloyd Robinson passed. It was this past Friday night, I think it was. And we didn't know anything about it until Saturday. We were told at the workshop. And when we talk about Lloyd Robinson, he'd been a member of Black on Black Crime for years. He was out there with us when we red light cameras, even at the Boston Tea Party when you all threw and tore all of those tickets that was written by people when they received them, claimed they were speeding with the red light cameras. And another thing that also bring to remembrance of John Barbarino, because they were good friends. John Barbarino was a good friend of ours. Also, he was my white son. And like he called me, his black mother. And that brought back those memories, because Lloyd Robinson and Barbarino were good friends also for many years. So just pray for Darlene and all the Lloyd Robinson's family. Because Lloyd would do anything, as well as Barbarino, to help anyone who came to them.
That's true.
So those kind of people, true people. He was well dedicated, and he served in many capacities, the same as Barbarino, and you cannot help but miss good people. So I'm thankful, Mrs. Darlene Gibbs. Darlene, he called for her help when he got sick. And Darlene did a magnificent and an outstanding job. So I can say, Darlene,
did.
I know you're suffering too, because we all are in pain, but we still will pray for you. And I'll just say rest in peace to Lloyd Robinson. And we just also add John Barbarino. And now with that being said, I'm shut up so I will not hear the bell ringing. Get off the phone. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And I appreciate you very much for that phone call. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do before we go to the 216-703, the 216-712. You brought up a lot of things at the same time. So I'm going to go back to last Saturday's Hip Hop Workshop, episode 187, where people were able to receive a free Eastside News and Brown Report newspaper, free CDs. It was good to have Mama Porter, Dantes Taylor, as well as Mr. Milligrand, Pastor Thompson from The Ultimate Advocates. He talked a little bit about growing your own vegetables, not accepting handouts. That was a beautiful thing in itself. He brought his grandson with him, Brandon Jordan. He also had Kenneth Copeland, Twiggy, Eastside himself, DJ Dollar Rock, and of course was the live DJ, Reverend Pamela Pinckney M. Butts, the actual Tannis. You also had Ralph, Jeff the Activist, a.k.a. you know the brother. I hate trash. There you go, from the Litter Bugs. Carl Powers III, Black House Sounds, Delete Obsolete, Jasmine. As a matter of fact, alongside the Unicorn, Stephen Callie, I play a that brother did a nice little thing itself. The Lord's great. Brother Abdul, Brother Alvin, Abdul Kawi from BMA, Doris Pearson, as well as my man Suave Gotti, president of 1008 Vision, Janine Jones, Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, CGS, Robin Lewis. As a matter of fact, the Remembrance page, Liz from the Black Stallions, Man in the Street, had over 30-plus toys to give away, which is what the caller beforehand just alluded to. Dolores Gray, she led a Zumba demonstration with Man in the Street, DJ Dollar Rock. We survived the 12-minute workout. Tannis spoke about it as well as performing, but he spoke about not fearing the Illuminati or Masons and speaking against them, even anti-military. Silver B, named Suave Gotti, Dr. Suave, Pastor Thompson. Like I said, he spoke on gardening, growing your own, and definitely not accepting handouts, and we paid tribute to a Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated Black Man's Army brother who passed by the name of Lloyd Robinson. May he rest in peace, rest in heaven. He would definitely step Donald Walker Brown with the sounds of her soundtrack during the Glenville Parade around 2013 when she was running for Ward 10. He also backed up my big brother Barbarino during the Super Bowl parties. Issue 107, the school levy that ended up passing didn't help us out yet, but Lloyd Robinson, he helped with the opposition, which came from the Urban Educational Justice League. He drove myself, Mr. Ronnie B., and Anna Bradley, basically speaking, down to Columbus and back 45 minutes each way in that red Cadillac. And let me tell you something. That man, I didn't know a red Cadillac could speed that well. Going from Columbus to Cleveland, it was very interesting because by the time we made it back on that return trip at the 10-5 East 105 McDonald's, people like myself and Ronnie B., we got out, and my brother Lloyd was like, hey, I'll make sure, treat you all out to eat. Once we were done, we just loved being back on Earth so much. He was like, all right, I'll take you all the rest of the way home. And we were like, you know, that ride was scary enough as it is. We'll catch the bus home, my brother. But that was my brother Lloyd. He was there until the end. As a matter of fact, he was in one of the videos, first videos that was filmed from Black House Sound. Wow. The Radio Zero Black House Sounds remix beat given in from HGS, retweet by Joe, and the film featured Brother Lloyd as well as several Black Man Army members. It's been good to take that trip down memory lane, but what I'm going to do is get off of the trip from memory lane and go to the 216-703. I'm sure you're probably tired of hearing me talk too much, but that's all right. 216-703. How you doing out there?
Hey, it was good, Al. This is Eve.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's happening, man? I was just checking on you because I knew you had a show tonight.
Man,
so, you know, I was making sure everything was good. So that's what I was
man,
doing.
I'm glad of how you feel. As a matter of fact, I just learned something, my brother, if that makes this is going to make sense to you. Thank God for smartphones. They could do so much, I didn't even know what they could do until put under the absolute test. They are capable of basically speaking, saving the day for a moment. So
that's
all I can say.
Okay. Well, I'm glad everything worked out for you.
Hey, that's no problem, but since I'm talking to you, I have to ask you, man, what's going on with you, man, in the world of, you know, hood talk radio, hood tunes radio, all that type of stuff? Is it coming into 2018, what are some of your goals, brother?
Well, some of my goals in 2018, especially as it concerns the show, is to get into a little bit more motivational speaking, you know what I'm saying? We do already common sense, we do already knowledge, and and background, but it's very rare that I get into trying to help people to see themselves. So, and just learning a little bit more, because one thing about it, gotta listen. Sometimes, you know, I follow my own advice, and sometimes I gotta sit back and listen and read and come up with, you know, some quality things to talk about, man. So, actually, that's basically what I've been doing, and now that I feel like it's some things that need to be talked about, the new voice. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back on Thursdays, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So. Yeah. I try not to clash with none of my brothers, you know, programs and none of that, so I go Thursday, 9 o'clock, 9:30. So, you know what I'm saying, we can have that open spot and everybody can basically join us at the same number, you know, and ask questions. We also have some random conversation. So if you feel like you got something that you want to get off your chest, call in on Thursdays. Same phone number, at 9:30. So we'll be on for an hour, hour and a half, and, you know, that's basically how we do it on Thursday nights. And we back on Friday nights with Hood Tunes Radio, too. So that's a plus.
Nice.
Actually,
man, I can appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm just excited to be back on the air and, you know, getting back into the circle because... Yeah, sometimes, you know, all work and no play make Jack a dull boy. So, you know how it go, man. Some stuff you want to hold in and some stuff you say, I can't hold it. I got to let it go. So, you know, I've been doing so much studying and learning. Now it's time to share something. You know, that's just where I feel now. So, and I'm also glad to have the opportunity to be able to, you know what I'm saying, speak.
Yes, sir.
It's cool. It's cool. I'm glad you up and running tonight. Good. Yeah. So I was pretty much I was trying to follow along and make sure everything was running smoothly. So, you know, so you can have your show. Ain't no problems.
Hey,
and
I appreciate you for doing that.
Yeah, and these papers. I definitely got and picked up some stuff from these newspapers and this magazine. That y'all gave me too, Brown Report and the East Side News, which I always read, but, you know, I got A. I hear you about this. It's crazy. So you go ahead on to your thing, man. I'm just listening.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And I will look forward to playing something for you in just a little while. Thanks, brother.
All right, then, Al.
All right. Peace. And, of course, when it comes down to it, now you know what you can listen to on Thursday evenings, Friday evenings, right here at the 646-478-0944 phone number. As I look at a couple of numbers that I haven't gotten to yet, I just want to thank the people first and foremost for calling in. Before I go to the 216-209 288 and the 216-712. I do want to stop and just let people know you can catch the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Or Kent and Angelica Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Or the MC Chill Radio Program Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 AM. www.newstalkcleveland.com. Let them know where you heard the program from. And you can also Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. Or you can Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. Period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Just one way of letting you know there are different things going on, so you can at least be involved in certain things. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, I want to let people know that upcoming, there is a hat, gloves, scarf, coat, and blanket giveaway sponsored by Black on Black Crime, Inc. and the Black Man's Army, January 13th, 1 to 5 p.m., inside the Cleveland Public Library, the Rice Branch Library. That's 1 to 5 p.m. at 11535 Shaker Boulevard. It's right by the Rapid Station off of 116, as well as across from the Social Security office. Yeah, that one. Now, if you donate there, they'll be accepting donations all the way up until Thursday, January the 18th. And then on Saturday, January the 27th, from 1 to 5 p.m., Cleveland Public Library's Rice Branch Library, they will be giving the items away. New, slightly used, accepted, and they'll be very happy for that. And as I look at the last thing right here, it's the Yes, You Do Matter, January 20th, 2018, from 1 to 4 p.m., right after the Saturday church service from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. It's the Domestic Violence Days Dissolved. If you've lost loved ones to this disaster, if you've lost all your possessions, indiscretion, if you're currently being affected and impacted by this epidemic, you are currently being abused or know someone who is, I do care. Come through. Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney from the Black Owned Black Crime Incorporated Clergy, which will be 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 1 to 4 p.m. itself dealing with that. Those of you who have resources and funds to assist with this, contact me immediately. As domestic violence touches all of our lives, to assist and participate, come. If you're a leader and have some solutions in place for this situation, please attend. It's also a fundraiser and an awareness venue from me to you. And if you've overcome domestic violence and have answers and solutions to help others, please come. Fundraiser is sponsored in part by Pinckney Butts USA and the committee to elect Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts to the 11th District for the state of Ohio, United States House of Representatives, in conjunction with No Fear But God Fellowship Assembly and affiliate entities, Amos 3:3 and U.S. Constitution 13th Amendment. And you can, for further details, 1-216-548-0820. That's 1-216-548-0820. So with that being said, I feel very happy that I've been able to survive certain things and get to them. So I'm going to go to that 216-209 who's probably getting ready to tell me off and tell me, hey, what business do I have giving anybody any scarves, hats, gloves, or anything like that? Sometimes I wonder about my phone callers. But anyway, let me go to 216-209 and take this verbal punishment. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great. You know, I'm not going to give you that punishment because somebody just last week online tried to give me that punishment for giving out tacos. So,
Hey. Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to address this because although I call it week to week, I have to address this because this deals with humanity. And a lot of times when I make a lot of music and a lot of the songs that I make deals with humanity and the things that we do as humans. Giving is a part of receiving. And I'm starting it like that because if we don't get our minds out of the fact that we always receiving, then how are you going to receive if no one gave you anything? And it sounds simple, but you have to have a little adversity to be on both sides of that to understand what it's like to receive and understand what it's like to give. And the major thing that we have in this world today is one of the biggest problems, somebody always trying to hoard whatever resource it is for themselves. I mean, you can't take it with you because it ain't going to go nowhere but stay here. You know, and you may want to leave that behind for some of your family members, I hope. So with that being said, because we're human, that makes us all family. So all those rich guys is up top talking about, yeah, I own 13% of this, and that 13% is like someone's general population, then I think you should think about giving. I ain't say give away everything, but give. so many people out here hurt, stressed out, and it just eased the stress, it eased the pain, it eased, it can even save someone's life. I'm John from Black Odyssey, and I felt that though that needed to be said because it needed to be addressed because we are, just because we, Christmas and New Year is over with, that doesn't mean we stop giving. Christmas is a 24, 8 day thing. And I know I said 25, 8. That's because it loops and it continues and it doesn't stop. Just because we go to sleep, that doesn't mean somebody can't give. Till you become one of those people to have a sense of adversity, I don't think you would never understand Mr. Donald Trump. So I had to say it. I'm sorry. I had to. But I don't even think I need to apologize.
Nah, not right now, no.
And I want to shout out to those Cleveland Brown players that gave to the community that did not want the cameras or the media around because they wanted to give to their heart, give from their heart. I want to shout out to Black House Sounds because every week I hear something about what they do, they give. Those brothers give. So shout out to them. Shout out to Goldie, Key Cash, Nomad, a lot of people that I work with, and including you, Al. Shout out to you too because giving is a part of life. And if we don't do it, you're just like cutting the hand of life off. I'm John from Black Odyssey, and I'm signing off with that note, and you will hear from me at another time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate and respect you and the messages for real. And it's just an honor to be able to hear from people who are doing things because it really makes the time go a whole lot better. So with that being said, I appreciate that message from, of course, John from Black Odyssey. What I'm going to do, since I see that we have, like, a lot of people calling in, I'm going to go and see what is happening with 216-288. 216-288, you're on live. How you doing out there?
Hello, this is Tamara Caldwell Willis, founder of Visions Revealed, and this is my first time calling in. I was invited, actually, Al, you invited my sister, Tamika Caldwell, Asbury, to call in. So I just heard what the gentleman just said about giving, and I just want to piggyback off of that. He is absolutely right. Giving back your time, your resources, you know, is the only way that anything is ever going to get any better. And as you know, our organization is a nonprofit that goes out to the detention centers, and we hold vision board workshops and mentoring workshops, you know, where we bring in people to come in and speak to the youth, give them inspirational speeches by sharing their life stories with them. And, you know, we hold different types of workshops that the kids can enjoy and where they can get some mentorship and, you know, just some interaction and some human interaction. And, you know, I just get just tired of hearing everybody put down our youth as if they just came out of nowhere, you know, as if they're not the byproduct of, you know, anything else, you know, all of the other just the people that came before them. And, you know, it's a lot. These kids didn't just come out of nowhere. You know, they didn't just start to behave the way that they are behaving or have a lack of compassion for life the way that they do. And so it's just time to roll your sleeves up and get your hands dirty because now we got to start. We got to start from scratch and we got to figure out what we need to do to get in there and to show these kids another way, you know, some love, some time. And you know, I'm not saying that the parents of these children have not tried to do that, but something has went wrong. And so the only thing that we can do is go in and start to touch these kids, talk to them, you know, treat them in a human way. They may have not had that. I don't know. what all of the situations may be, but we don't even ask those questions. We go in and we show the kids as much love as we can. We go in, as I told you before, we go in with food and journals and, you know, materials for vision boards, and our volunteers are amazing, you know, that come in and give their time as well. And so I just want to piggyback off of what Mr. His name was John Odyssey, right? Or did I get that wrong?
Yeah,
Black Odyssey.
Black Odyssey. You got it.
Okay,
you
well,
have,
he...
Yes, you do.
Okay, he was absolutely on target. We were actually supposed to go to the detention center this Sunday, or this past Sunday, but we decided to use the resources to go to the Zelma George Recreation Center, the money that we had, to buy food and things like that, because they were one of the recreation centers that opened up for the homeless. And we spent about 8 hours there and sat and talked with the people and served the people. And, you know, it's just time for people to stop. I saw comments on Instagram that really bothered me, people making jokes about, you know, I can't do nothing but show you where the drop-off is, and, you know, saying things that are just so callous and cold, as if, you know, that couldn't be them. And it's very sad, and that's why our communities are in the state that they're in, because everybody is going by this philosophy of you worry about your own, the people that are in your house. That is not how you change a situation in a community or in a culture, by having that type of mentality. So, you know, I just ask everybody to take on the attitude that John spoke of, because it's the only way that anything is going to change. You know, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I work a full-time job, and we do this on the weekend because we want to be the change that we want to see. We have to be the change that we want to see, because if we sit around and wait, I don't see when it's going to happen. So, you know, I just ask everybody, you know, find recreation, you know, just like what was going on over the past recreation centers. You can donate. If you don't have any money to donate your time, you can donate old clothes, old shoes. You can come to the detention center with us, visionsrevealed.net. Go to www.visionsrevealed.net. You can volunteer. You can help us serve the kids. If you're not comfortable with speaking, we can find something for you to do. But these kids need to see people who care, who are not related to them, or who don't have to do it. Because truly, we do have to do it. We are all put on this earth to serve one another and to, you know, do something for each other. But these kids need to see that we are not getting paid to do this. We are doing this out of our hearts, because we care, and they need to see, that type of compassion in order to learn it, and in order to be able to reciprocate it, and to be able to show it to someone else. It's the only way they're going to get it.
I appreciate what you just said. That's no problem. And again, is that visionsrevealed.net?
Yes, visionsrevealed.net. That's our website. You can also, we're on Instagram as Visions Revealed, and that's with an S, Visions Revealed on Instagram. We're on Facebook at Visions Revealed, and then we have our own personal pages. I'm Tamara, T-A-M-M-A-R-A, Caldwell Willis on Facebook, and you can reach me on Instagram, again, at Visions Revealed. So we, you know, reach out and just, we also do a toy drive we've been doing for the last 12 years. We did it for the first time at Visions Revealed this past Christmas, for the first time, because we just started the organization. But, you know, we've been doing things in the community for a while, and it just takes everybody just giving a little bit to make a difference.
You told the truth. Definitely, if you do hold the line, we'll appreciate it. And we just want to say thank you very much for eloquently saying what you did and putting it out there. Trust me, it's appreciated. No problem, no problem. You know, and again, yes, I believe the last caller before you actually came on, that person's name, well, the group name is BLAQODESSY, Black Odyssey. I always like it when people in entertainment choose a name that makes them a one-of-a-kind entity. Before I even play anything, I'm going to see, yeah, since I see that they may have called back in, the 216-712, if there's something they wish to say, 216-712, anything on your mind? Go once, twice, thrice, and I can say I appreciate that. Hey, one of the rules that we give you is if something happens and you can't say anything or speak or what have you, that's all right. We will definitely just put you back on hold. And I can tell you one thing I'd like to do. Since Black Odyssey hit a couple of key points, I'm going to play something from them. We know what it is already. Keep praying. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to break. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing 2 murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you.
And, of course, we are rounding everything else the best way we can. And as we do that, and I enjoy everything that's happening here, once again, you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, News. Since I see the time that has just happened, I see an area code of 347-734. Since you did take the time, we have just a few minutes left. I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes or something like that to call in. Like I say, once again, we just appreciate you for calling in to be a part of this program of Al Porter Man in the Street. So with that being said, let's see what is on the mind here. And once again, just enjoying the way this evening is going. It's relatively nice, easy evening. And I appreciate the people who did take the time to call in. Once again, you're listening to Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. Music, activism, and news. And we do our best to make sure that people can, you know, at least call in and be a part of the conversation and what is going on out here. So that's the best way to make it and make sure that, at least people get a chance to be heard on the program. So that's part of what I feel I'm supposed to do. As a matter of fact, what I will take the time and let people know is that, once again, you definitely can check and see what's going on the air, see the programs that are in place, and be a part of it. So 347-734, how are you doing out there? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Glad you at least took the time to. Nothing else happened. You wouldn't, you didn't feel left out. Like I tell people, if you can't for some reason speak on the air or anything like that, at least just feel free to listen and you'll go back on hold. And that's how things do work. One thing that I can say is, since I'm looking at everything, I just want to throw on a fun song for the moment, and I'll be right back in 3 to 4 minutes to at least leave on out for this evening. So it's just a fun track time.
In the club, in the club looking for my girlfriend.
You know, since I have a little bit of time left to talk about it, it's very interesting that a lot of people did get overly upset about none other than the Browns 2.0 parade. And I got that. I mean, it does seem like kicking somebody while they're down, although my personal opinion is, how could you holler too much about a parade like that when it was basically an activist movement? It was an activist parade. Somebody who was a season ticket owner, season ticket holder, rather, they had tickets to the game, and they didn't like their product. And it started out as a joke, and the gentleman took that joke, and instead of leaving it as such, he went and applied for the permit, came through, and the next thing you know, this man happened to head out there and say, you know something, I am going to get out there and I am going to do my best to get people together and let the ownership know I'm not happy with the product that right now Brown's ownership has put out there. And whether people like it or not, the desired results, did the results work? Well, yes, they did, because the Browns ownership sent a letter of apology and said, hey, we apologize for this having to happen. And there you go. As a matter of fact, some of the ones who are complaining and saying, hey, this isn't right, this isn't this isn't that, this isn't the other, my thoughts are, let me tell you something. A lot of people who are complaining about what have you, were you all out there with the Save Our Browns movement that was started by former Mayor Dennis Kucinich or Mayor Mike White or even Arnold Pinckney helping out former Mayor Michael White? In that regards, or those regards, were some of those who are hollering my team, were some of the people out there, did you get out there for the first two home games that happened and get on one knee to support the Browns players who were vilified for getting on a knee in prayer about racial problems that were going on? Somehow, I don't think some of those people were. As a matter of fact, you didn't even get out there for the red light, speed light cameras. But then again, I find it very interesting that, at least for me, my thoughts personally are, if you could get out 3,000 people out there on a parade like that, or even a couple of hundred people who want to do a polar bear plunge in Lake Erie, and it didn't work because it was frozen over, I wonder what else people can get out there for themselves to do. I'm just asking because I am, you know, cognizant of that part and that fact. So with that being said, I just want people to at least enjoy themselves, be careful, ask themselves, if certain things can happen, why can't I get out there and take care of business the correct way? Because bet your bottom dollar you can. Like I say, if 3,000 people can get out there and say, I'm tired in brutal cold weather, if you can have people going for a polar bear plunge in a frozen Lake Erie and get upset because they can't dig through ice, why the hell can't you get out there and take care of your own community? Stand up, protect what's there for you, and at least go to bat for your own area. That's the question that I pose out there, because I'll tell you something. People may not have liked that 2.0 parade, but if the desired results are ownership saying, damn it, we yield, we'll start giving you a better product, then I think those people kind of won. In the long run, and the reason I speak about certain other things is because I took a knee out there at the home game. I was one of those who worked alongside several others on the Save Our Browns team. So for somebody to say, man, you're not a real fan, if you, oh, please, Come on now. I didn't see some of the same people up there standing up for their own rights and responsibilities on the red light, speed light cameras, because you all did have the rights to stand up there for yourselves. We've given you a lot of different people doing a lot of positive things. Please feel free to join some of the organizations doing things. Hey, we'll give you more information next week, because next week will be closer to that Black Man's Army man-to-man program that's coming up. For those who called in, added your thoughts to the conversation, I appreciate it. And with 2 minutes left of your time, I would like to say, for those who saw it happen, I was very thankful that Channel 5 News came to voiceofradio.com the past week. They interviewed Black House Sounds, Man in the Street, even the founder and president of voiceofradio.com, as we did let people know some of our plans as a coalition going into the new year of 2018 to cut crime by 25% in our region. Can it be done in Cleveland? Hey, it was done already when a lot of people heard what we were talking about and pushed forward for at least some of the gunfire to decrease in our community during New Year's Eve night in high crime areas. And some places you had a lot of gunfire, but in a majority of places it was a lot less than usual, which was a blessing in disguise. And then you face forward to a program like ours that piggybacks on that interview that was done, and you hear people from different organizations letting you know tonight what they're doing. Come on now. Maybe we'll be able to get a 40% crime decrease. Just something to think about. But 25%, noble goal. Let's do it. Let's get it done. Hey, and for those who are on air and got a chance to speak, big shout out to people like Joseph Motley Jr., EP, as well as the words that I was able to get out. Let's work together, people. Peace.